How you going, Lee?
Now, Power Savers is living up to its name this week. I saw on the news last week, power prices are set to fall. Is that right?
That's right, and that's a statement you don't hear very often, as generally hitting in one trajectory, and that's up. So it has to be mentioned the previous 2 years of power costs drop, but by such an insignificant amount, we're essentially static.
Yeah, those listening this morning are all ears, because why have power prices become lower?
Well, basically because of renewable energy. With the Granville Harbour Wind Farm, with its 31 turbines and 112 megawatt of capacity, we have the Cattle Hill Wind Farm with its 148 megawatt of capacity and 48 turbines. They came online last year. So we have a sudden influx of available energy into the network.
And we're into winter, so we've had some good reasonable rain events. So the dams are holding up pretty well at the moment, plus our older wind farms have been producing good outputs as well.
Yeah, so it's all been pretty good. And you've got to consider all the solar system owners out there. They've been injecting their excess power into the grid during the daylight hours, and that has also reduced the load on the grid, which also in a small way helps push wholesale prices down.
So what does it mean in real terms in regards to, say, saving for average home and business owners?
So for mums and dads out there, it means a 7.1% drop per price in kilowatt hour. And for non-contestable businesses, and that's like your small to medium businesses, it's going to be a decrease of 11%. According to the news release, this may translate to a saving of $126 to $145 per year for the mums and dads, based on their average consumer profile. And they were indicating that small businesses could save around $183 per year.
That doesn't sound like a lot, but it's better off in our pocket than theirs.
That's right. And you have to remember, Lee, it's only the beginning. We have four operational wind farms, and there's another further six under development. So this will significantly lower wholesale prices.
And Adrian, there are plans for additional Marinus Link cable between Tassie and the mainland too, to feed off that energy.
That's right. So at the moment, we've got more than enough energy to supply our needs, but we need to be able to find another market for it. Otherwise, we're just going to have a bottleneck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that hungry eastern seaboard of Australia that's crying out for energy. And look, Tasmania is now sort of talking up that we're 100% renewable energy, but really, once we start selling more and more of it, we're going to be like 120% and beyond. Energy that was clean, nothing's been dug up from out of the ground and burnt. Energy that's essentially restorative in nature. It just requires harvesting, converting it to something we can use.
Yeah, and we have learned all this additional renewable energy, Adrian, has lowered the wholesale energy market price. So I guess it's a good time to rehash what the wholesale energy market is.
That's right. So your typical power bill rate is made up of the wholesale cost of energy. This is the raw cost of energy, and this would be, say, from Hydro Tas. You've got your network costs. This is the cost to distribute and move the power around the state, and that's Tas Networks. And then we have the final cost we pay, which is what we pay from our retailer, like Aurora, First Energy, and a few of the others. And that's their little profit margin in there as well. Tasmania is also part of the National Energy Market, or the NEM. And essentially, this is an open market where generators such as Hydro Tas sell their energy. It's sold on a spot price market, which means the price varies on a supply and demand basis.
Yeah, and during the peak hours, there is huge demand on the grid, isn't there?
That's correct. And these peak hours, for much of the year, do fall outside of solar generation time. So in regards to renewable energy, it's going to be the wind turbines and hydro generation plants that's going to be carrying the load. During these peak times, though, we do see some phenomenal prices on the wholesale market, as the national generators are put under serious demand, and this causes the wholesale power price to rise. Now, I sent you through a bit of a graphic there to have a look at, Lee, to show you how Tassie performs. It's probably not going to come through on radio real well, but basically Tasmania at this particular peak time, the power prices were $27.36 a megawatt hour, which is 1,000 kilowatt hours, and us as consumers get billed in kilowatt hours, so I'll convert it to that. So on this particular morning, Tasmania, the wholesale price was 2.7 cents per kilowatt hour, while in Victoria, it was 30 cents per kilowatt hour. In South Australia, it was 31, New South Wales, 33 cents, and Queensland, 29.8 cents.
Yeah, very interesting stats. I guess this shows that Tasmania has had enough, say, capacity to easily meet our own demands.
That's right, and we've got enough excess energy because we're selling into those markets for around about 1,000% profit. That's, I'll say it again, 1,000% profit. So that's during these high peak demand periods. And hopefully these profits No, these go back to consolidated revenue because we own our energy assets in Tasmania, which help pay for hospitals, roads, schools and stuff like that.
Absolutely. 1,000% profit. That's amazing. So it does sound like it's all good news.
It is, but the announcement isn't great news for one particular demographic of the market, and that's solar power system owners. As the solar feed-in tariff rate is set on the average of the wholesale prices for the previous year, a consistent lower wholesale price means a lower amount for the power we send back to the grid. The retailer, which in this case would be Aurora or maybe First Energy, or whoever the retailer is treating us as the generator, but we still get more for our power than, say, Hydro Tas. And the reason for this being is solar power only generates energy during the day. That's pretty common sense. Solar power systems keep the demand down during the day, so as they always run the site's loads first. So it runs the site first, and it's only any excess power that is ever sold to the grid. This means daytime wholesale prices are usually very low, which is 2 to 4 cents a kilowatt hour in daylight hours. But because we receive the average over the year, including peak prices, that means we get 6.5 cents. So we're getting, you know, most of the time, twice what Hydro gets for their power during the day.
Mm. Well, I do know any power that, say, our solar system does generate, we self-consume power that we may never have bought.
That's right. So any power you self-consume is power you've never bought. So depending on the day, the time of the day or the tariff you're on, that means it'll be saving anywhere between 15 to 32 cents per kilowatt hour of energy. Now, this is where solar systems hold their own in regards to significantly reducing your bill. We hear a lot of backlash every time the feed-in tariff drops, especially from those that had access to the initial 28 cents feed-in tariff, which is, look, no one's had access to that for only 6 years, I think, now. But my response is generally focus on self-consumption. And if you're really unsure your solar is working, turn it off for 90 days and see how much your bill rises. The feed-in tariff payment is just the thin layer of cream on top of the larger mass of milk, and that's where you've got to think of where the true value lies.
Adrian, lower prices for everyone is just that example of renewable energy at work, isn't it?
That's right. That's what all the fuss has been about. About, you know, we need to get more renewable energy into our networks, into our grids. So more generation of clean green energy to increase the supply to meet the demand, which is how we lower the wholesale prices on a supply and demand market. It's basic economics. Solar owners too, in their own way, have been part of the energy renaissance, and their contribution is helping everyone receive lower power prices. So the benefits of rooftop solar do contribute to the community. They lower your bills, but by default, everyone else's as well. So, and the great news is the best is still yet to come, and our state's energy infrastructure is the envy of every other state in Australia.
Yeah, we love when the power prices are set to fall, and you at DMS Energy are the North West Coast's largest solar provider.
That's correct, mate. 13 years strong, selling the best products we can source from around the world for the best prices. And if you'd like to investigate how to lower your energy bills, call into our showroom at 56 Sheppield Road in Sprayton, or give us a call on 1300 502 599. Or alternatively, you can find us on the internet, all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or have a look at us on Facebook. And if anyone's got any questions out there that'd like to be answered on Power Savers, drop us a line on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, you've covered it beautifully, Adrian. Luke from DMS Energy. We'll have more Power Savers again, same time, next Monday morning.
Thanks.